Hey, this is John Pittman, trumpet player with the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and today we have a very great show lined up for you. We have some great tunes by Way North, the Heavyweights Brass Band, local talent Amanda Tosoff, and we have a very special guest, vocalist Deanne Matley is in the house, and we got to talking all about her brand new album, The Alberta Lounge, which is a title inspired by the venue where very famous Canadian, legendary, iconic pianist Oscar Peterson was first discovered in Montreal. More on Deanne Matley and her new album a little bit later on in the show. Plus, we get to listen to two tracks from the album, so that's very exciting. We've got some great music lined up today. We've got new tracks by Way North, the Heavyweights Brass Band, Yves Leveillé, local talent, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned because this is going to be a great episode. Before we get started, I want to let you know that we have social media. If you want to join in on the Orange Grove Radio family, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Radio, or you can tweet us. Let us know if you have any requests, any ideas, any questions. Tweet us at OG Publicity. We love to hear from you. All right, getting things started. I'm going to play a track by Yannick Rire Génération Quartet. Their album Qui Quand Grogne features Yannick Rire on saxophones, Jean-Tiens Michaud-Gagnon on piano, Guy Boisvert on bass, and Louis-Vincent Hamel on drums. Yannick Rire was the 18th recipient of the Oscar Peterson Award, celebrating the quality of his art and his outstanding contribution to the development of jazz in Canada. With his new album Qui Quand Grogne, Rire invites us to revisit his musical origins and early influences with a new collection of songs grounded in a classic jazz quartet tradition. This is Riff Droite by the Yannick Rire Génération Quartet from their album Qui Quand Grogne. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And if you really enjoy our show and you want to listen to past episodes, you can as a podcast on Spotify and Mixcloud. All you got to do is look up Orange Grove Radio and you can listen to us on demand whenever you want. Coming up next is going to be a track by the Heavyweights Brass Band. Their new album, Stir Crazy, has been getting so much love from all over the world. And this fourth full-length album features high-intensity, New Orleans-style brass playing, and it is sure to get you up on your feet, dancing, and having a really great time. Recorded during a marathon three-day session at Union Sound Station from March 12th to 14th, 2020, Stir Crazy is a demonstration of the Heavyweights at the height of their powers, captured just before the COVID-19 pandemic forced the live music scene into hibernation. This is Feel Like Making Love by the Heavyweights Brass Band on Orange Grove Radio. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And coming up next is the most brand new, super, super new music by the band Way North. They're a Toronto-based band that features Rebecca Hennessy on trumpet, Peter Kankura on tenor saxophone, Michael Herring on bass, and Rishi Barshay on drums. Their album, New Dreams, Old Stories, seeks to connect the past and present of our collective human experience. There's a palpable joy in this music that comes from having recorded on the heels of a tour. The band is tight and loose, freely improvising and having fun while fully in control of the music they're playing. It's so obvious to me that this band has been together for a minute, that they love to play together, and also maybe that they love each other as people. You can just feel that connection when you're listening to this music. This is Dig by Way North on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Hello, this is vocalist and bandleader Deanne Matley from Montreal, Canada, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 101.5.
Canadian vocalist Deanne Matley has many superpowers. Trained as a jazz vocalist, she brings a sensual style, a stunning emotional range, and a deep connection with her audience to everything she sings. She's made a name for herself across Canada and beyond with her dynamic knock-em-dead performances, with combos of all sizes and singles and albums ranging from standards to pop to Christmas favorites. Deanne's brand new album, The Alberta Lounge, was inspired by the club where Canadian jazz legend Oscar Peterson was first discovered in Montreal. In Alberta, which also happens to be the name of the province where vocalist Deanne Matley grew up and started her music career 10 years ago. For this project, Matley recruited some of Montreal's premier jazz talent, including pianist Tori Butler, bassist Morgan Moore, and drummer Richard Irwin. Throughout the album, Matley shines as a first-rate vocal stylist. Her contemporary sound is still deeply rooted in jazz tradition, but is unafraid of pushing the musical envelope. This anniversary album is dedicated to all Canadians. To quote Oscar, "People are Canada's greatest resource." I had the pleasure of interviewing Deanne for today's episode, but first, let's listen to the title track, The Alberta Lounge, on Orange Grove Radio.
Cigarettes and big cigars. And when the band started playing, Oscar lit up Montreal. Can take it to the limit. You become talk of the town. Then you soar to new horizons when you play the Alberta Lounge. You can shout on every chorus. You embrace that big band sound. Then you're master of swing forever when you play the Alberta Lounge.
Do ya?
I am here with Canadian jazz vocalist superstar Deanne Matley. Thank you so much for joining us, Deanne.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on the release of your brand new album, The Alberta Lounge. Firstly, it sounds so good. And secondly, I know that this album has a very special meaning to you. Can you tell us why you chose the title, The Alberta Lounge, and what it means to you?
Well, because I wrote a song about the club where Oscar Peterson was discovered. And as I was doing my research about Oscar, I realized that there was an actual club called The Alberta Lounge in Montreal, which obviously doesn't exist anymore. And seeing how I'm from Alberta, I was like, oh my gosh, I definitely need to write a song about this Canadian awesome connection.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. I really want to know about your writing process, because you wrote The Alberta Lounge, the title track from the album, and our audience actually just heard the song because we just played it before the interview started. So what is your writing process?
Well, first of all, I already knew the title. That was easy. And then sometimes with my songwriting, it's like I get, you know, the idea, a title, and then I kind of shelve it because I'll wait for the download to come. And then there I was sitting at my keyboard in the living room, and I started getting the melody in my line. So there I was, you know, transcribing the melody out. And I was like, this is it. I was so excited. Like, literally, I was freaking out. And my man, Baptiste, was in the kitchen. And he's like, whoa, babe, that sounds amazing. And I was like, yeah. He's like, that just came to you? I'm like, yep. He's like, good job. And then I was like, okay, cool. But now I got to write lyrics. So I kind of had to sit with it for a bit. And then as I was coming up with the lyrics, you know, I was kind of using some of the expressions. Like Oscar, for example, has, you know, been known to be the master of swing. So one of the lyrics had to be, then you're master of swing forever, right? It kind of, you know, emulates about that. But actually, the Alberta Lounge, when I started writing about it, it's for any Canadian, to be honest. You know, it just takes one person to hear you in a club, and next thing you know, you're off to Carnegie Hall.
Woo! Woo! I love the upbeat, good vibes, great vibrations feeling of this song. It really gives you that inspirational feeling. Makes me want to walk down the city of Toronto streets and strut my stuff.
Yes! That's the goal. I definitely wanted it. I mean, the album, the vocal jazz album, is very contemporary as a whole, but I definitely wanted this song to be very traditional, that big, and in line with that big band sound. Like, imagining, like, you know, Oscar and his trio or his quartet, and he has that kind of big band sound, even though it's missing some instruments. So when I was discussing how I wanted this to go down, I was like, it needs to have that element of big band. And so, you know, after the solos, it comes and it's just, you know, the toms, and it's just, you feel like you're just going to, like, rock out to, like, sing, sing, sing almost. Like, it's just, I giggled when I heard the master. I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Yes, it definitely has those punchy, like, traditional sounds, but it obviously is also a very modern take because, I mean, you're singing it and you're a modern jazz singer. So naturally, it is a modern jazz take, but it's very beautiful and it has those really fun punches and this great arrangement to it.
Those shots, those riffs, the bow, 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 that was part of the riff that I wrote. You know, I was like, this is how the song goes in. You know, I was like, and it just, I guess also being a big band singer for a long time now, I think I had that, just there's this actual natural little element of it that kind of came through in the creation of it. So it was really, I freaking love it. I'm one of my proudest originals, to be honest.
That's amazing. That is one of the best feelings on earth as a songwriter, a composer, a musician, when you really write something that you're proud of. So congratulations. And you know what? We can hear that in the performance. So that's incredible. Now, there's something that I want to come back to here. I want to rewind for a second because you said something that I found very interesting and kind of funny. You said you wait for the download to happen. What is the download?
Oh, so my songwriting process is, I kind of will get it. Like, I've got a ton of voice memos on my phone and I call them downloads. So I'll be driving, I'll literally even be sleeping. And sometimes I get like a song in my dream and I call them downloads because I feel that they're coming from my higher self. And I'm like, it's like my body and my intuition tells me, get up. You need to like lay this down. I have no idea where it's going to go next. It's just get this on something. And you know, a lot of, every songwriter has their own process. You know, some journal all the time, some constantly write. I am just more of that. I get an idea, and then when I'm like ready to explore it, I go back to the idea, and then it just flows. I don't think about it, I guess, is what I'm saying. And yeah, so it comes from my higher self, or from the universe, or God, or whatever you believe in. And that's how I songwrite, pretty much. I haven't read Songwriting for Dummies yet, but I've definitely been busy. But again, like, I love writing, but I also love other people's music too. Like, there's so much great music. Like, you know, so I love having a mix on my albums of some original material and classics and standards that people do know and also don't know. So it's really cool to introduce people to new standards or new ways of doing them. And that's what's fun about it for me.
Seeing as this album was inspired by iconic Canadian jazz pianist Oscar Peterson, it must have been quite the challenge to find the perfect piano player. How did you end up choosing who would play piano on this album? Sounds daunting.
Oh my gosh. So, it actually was really easy. One of my really great friends, Coco, her and I, you know, she fell in love with my last album, and her and I connected, and, you know, she plays my music all the time on her station, and I was picking her brain one day. We were having a beer or something, and I was like, yeah, this was back in 2019, and I said, I think I want to do a project, you know, inspired by Oscar Peterson, because how cool is that to be a vocalist, to celebrate, you know, an instrumentalist Canadian. And she's the one that said, I know the perfect player for you. And she said, Tori Butler. And I was like, okay, cool. I never met him. And so sure enough, like I am, I went and saw him play. And right after, I was like, hey, can I buy you a beer? And he didn't know who I was. And we went out and had a bite to eat. And we just got to know each other. And then I said, there's this project that I'm thinking about doing. Would you maybe be interested? And he's like, yeah. And he was very clear with me, though, about how he's like, he still wants to be Tori, though, and not play Oscar. I said, no, I want you to play Tori, because Tori's amazing, you know, but Coco suggested you, and that's why Coco gets a big shout out on the album, because she's basically the one that introduced me to Tori, and then everything just started to kind of fall into place. And so, yeah, and then him and I became really good friends, especially over the pandemic. We would go for, we call our ice walks. One day it was freezing out, and we still went for a walk, just because we needed that connection, you know. And we were always on the hunt for the best pizza slice in Montreal. And I taught him how to play pétanque. So, yeah, our friendship really developed over the last few years of the process of the album.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Deanne. You can find the Alberta Lounge on Bandcamp at deannemadley.bandcamp.com, or you can follow her on Spotify by searching Deanne Madley.
Hi, my name is Deanne Madley, and this is Hymn to Freedom from my new album, The Alberta Lounge, on Orange Grove Radio.
That's Hi, this is bassist Michael Herring from Way North, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 105.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Over the past 20 years, composer and pianist Yves Léveillé has established himself as a key figure on the Quebec jazz scene. Drawing from both contemporary and traditional jazz, classical, and world music, Léveillé's distinctive musical aesthetic is noteworthy for its refined approach to melody and harmony. Léveillé has recorded 9 albums for the F&Z and Atma Classic labels, all of which have been received enthusiastically by audiences and journalists alike. His latest recording, L'Échelle du Temps, is a beautiful collection of 8 pieces for piano and string quartet, a unique instrumentation in the world of jazz. In this recording, Léveillé recruited a top-notch ensemble of musicians, all virtuosos on their respective instruments, each with an uncommon capacity for expression and sensitivity. Léveillé and company deftly balance written and improvised material, creating a dynamic sonic world that is at once introspective and energetic. This is Encodage by Yves Léveillé, featuring Yves Léveillé on piano, Lisanne Gervais on first violin, Olivier Thuin on second violin, François Vallière on viola, Émilie Gérard Charest on cello, and Étienne Lafrance on double bass. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. Coming up next, we're going to play a track by local talent. Their album, Aegeanopolis, is one of my favorite releases of the past couple of years. It's such a beautiful album, and I highly recommend that you listen to it from top to bottom. Which, side note, if you want to see our playlists and you want to support the artists a little bit further, go on and check out our website at orangegrovepublicity.com. We post all of the playlists for every single episode of our radio show on there, and you could go buy an album on Bandcamp if you so feel like it. Anyway, Local Talent combines three of Canada's most eminent instrumentalists performing together on record for the very first time. The group is led by composer and keyboardist James Hill, a rising star of the Toronto scene, known best for his work with international jazz and hip-hop sensations Bad Bad Not Good and Autobahn Trio. This band also features electric bassist Rich Brown and drummer Ian Wright. The concept for this project came to Hill while he was traveling in Brazil. The majority of the works were composed during a stay in the Aegeanopolis neighborhood of Sao Paulo. This is Aegeanopolis by Local Talent on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I have had a blast hosting this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We still have one track to play for you, but before I play it and finish off today's episode, I have a couple of things to let you know about. First of all, we have social media. So if you'd like to join our Orange Grove Radio family, you could follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. And you could also follow us on Twitter at OG Publicity. If you have any ideas for featured episodes, or you want to send in a request or ask a question, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. That's the best way, because we love to hear from you. So please do let us know what you want to hear. If you enjoyed today's show and you want to listen to past episodes, you're in luck, because you can actually find all of our episodes over on Mixcloud or Spotify. All you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio on either of those apps, and voila, you can listen to any of our shows on demand while you're walking your dog, while you're hanging out, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, whatever it is that you do, we can do it with you. Lastly, if you liked one of the songs on today's show, but you missed the title or the artist's name and you really wish that you can hear it again, you want to go support the artist, you want to buy their album, but you don't know the name or how to find them, well, don't you worry, because if you go on our website, orangegrovepublicity.com, we have all of the detailed playlists on there. So you can find all of the artist names, all of the titles, anything that you need. Closing the show today is going to be brand new music by Ariane Racicot. She's coming out with a brand new album entitled Envolée, and it is her debut album. She's a Montreal pianist and composer, and this audacious new modern jazz recording consists of 5 original compositions that fuse a range of styles together, from Latin jazz to fusion, and from modal jazz to progressive rock. This features Antoine Rochefort on electric bass, Guillaume Picard on drums, and Ariane Racicot on piano. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. See you next time. Bye-bye!